Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, children's relationships and sexuality education must be informed by best practice in science and healthcare. Well, that's according to Social Democrat TD Gary Gannon. Now, Gary is bringing forward a Dáil bill on the issue. You may remember some controversy towards the end of the summer. Around the Irish Bishops' Conference, who had created their own RSE programme that was called Flourish, and it was being sent out essentially to all Catholic ethos primary schools. It had been developed for junior infants through to sixth class. And the resource, which accounts for about 90% of all national schools, that is, Catholic primary schools account for 90% of all national schools, it wasn't mandatory, but it was what the bishops certainly wanted, the composition of relationships and sexuality education to contain. It said, for example, the church's teaching in relation to marriage between a man and a woman could not be omitted, therefore essentially stating that there couldn't be discussion about same-sex marriage, for example. Now, at the time, there was quite a hoo-ha in the media around it. Minister Norma Foley reacted to that and said that she would, you know, move to ensure that that there was some standardisation. However, there has been no move on that. And so, therefore, Social Democrat TD Gary Gannon has put forward a bill, or is putting forward a bill on the issue. And Gary joins me on the line now. Gary, thanks very much for taking the time out to speak to us on the show today.
Thank you, Clara. Nice to talk to you.
I've given a bit of the background there. We've mentioned the Flourish programme. That kicked off, as I said, a bit of a hoo-ha over the summer.
Yeah.
Why do you feel the time is now to come forward with your bill? And what are you hoping to achieve from it?
So when the hoo-ha kicked off in May, it was a reflection of the fact that at the Irish Bishops' Conference developed this programme, which they were giving to schools. It raised eyebrows, but it's a significant eyebrows. And I suppose, and it reminded people of their own sexual relationships experiences that they were taught in schools, or the absence of it. It reminded other teachers, for example, of the LGBTQI persuasion, who would feel that they would have to teach and have had to teach these programs, which teach that the manner in which they love is lesser to others. So I didn't just want to get involved in the hoo-ha at the time. I actually got to work, and the work that we got to develop in my office was this bill, which aimed to standardise the teaching of relationship and sex education in school. It's taken months to come to fruition. Like, developing these sort of legislation is a difficult process. We were also conscious that Minister Norma Foley had said in May that she would bring her own legislation forward, and that hasn't happened and doesn't seem like it's on the horizon. So what we're trying to do is standardise relationship and sex education in schools. That will be developed by the National Curriculum Council, and in all publicly funded schools, this will be the programme that will be taught.
And do you have your own ideas on the composition of that, or are you going to leave that exclusively up to the National Curriculum Council?
I would love to share my ideas of how that could be taught. I mean, if we taught in terms of consent, if we taught in terms of love, compassion, all of those things, but that's not for me to decide. That will be up to the National Curriculum Council. People are more learned than I am in that domain. So for me, it's just, legislator, I'm in opposition. I'm just bringing forward the bill by which we standardise the programme, but experts will be developing it.
So aside from Flourish, and aside from, you know, sort of the headlines that we heard at the time around that suggestion or that package, in actual fact, that the Bishops' Conference had put together, you know, it's something that's, there has been no standardisation. Each individual schools, depending on its ethos, be it Church of Ireland, be it Educate Together, be it, you know, the national community schools, they can all at the moment essentially do what they feel is best and present relationships and sexuality education in the way that they feel works best for their school, for their for the parents and for their children. So what's wrong with that? Should they not have a say in the way they feel it should be presented to the children?
Well, actually, constitutionally, there's nothing wrong with that, would you believe? But no, I feel that children have a right to have fact-based education. We all have a right to have a fact-based education, and children certainly have that right. And that's not the situation that exists across schools at the minute. Not every school. Some schools are quite good at it. There's a program that's ran out from Maynooth University, which teaches a really good, strong program. But we cannot have a scenario where, depending on the school you go to, your child may or may not have access to fact-based, science-led information in relation to relationships and sex-based education. So depending on the school you go to, you will be taught, as was in that Flourish program, that puberty was a gift from God, for example. Now, some people may believe that, and you're absolutely welcome to hold that view, but it's not a view based in science. And if my child was in that classroom or anyone else's, you would want your child to have access, and actually more importantly, for the child themselves, they need to have access to facts-based information, and that currently isn't the case. So for me, something as important as relationships and sex education in our schools needs to be standardised. We need a uniform approach that everybody, regardless of the school or the ethos of the school that they go to, just has appropriate information. That's, as I say, it's science-led, it's health-led, but also compassion-based. I mean, and that's one thing that doesn't exist in schools at the minute. I don't want the scenario to happen where a teacher who may be LGBTQI has to teach that the manner in which they love his lesson. I think that's cruel. It's inhumane. It tells that teacher that their place is lesser in society. It also places the child receiving those into a very difficult situation where they're being taught that one relationship is held in higher regard than the other. I mean, their brothers, sisters, parents themselves may be LGBTQI+. So it's just not right.
But Gary, while you're saying that to you, the thoughts of your child being taught, for example, that puberty is a gift from God, or that marriage is something that's between a man and a woman exclusively, and that's your right as a parent to be upset to think that that would be taught to your child. So don't send your child to a Catholic primary school insofar as there is a choice available to you. But some parents maybe don't want it the way that you're suggesting. Maybe some parents don't think that things like sexuality, that things like consent should be actually have any form in primary school. We're talking about children from the age of, well, 4 or 5 really now, right through to 11 and 12 years old. Some parents may argue that that's far too young.
And that's an argument that took place in Wales, for example, when they standardised relationship and sex education. But I mean, This is basically just science. Parents can decide them things for themselves. But we do need a standardised approach to relationships and sex education in schools. If parents decide that, that's up to themselves on an individual basis. I'm not speaking as a parent. I actually don't have children. So I'm speaking as somebody who is a legislator. And in terms of how we develop legislation in this country, or how we develop legislation in any modern republic, it has to be based in accordance with science. So it has to be fact-based. You don't get to decide and what is and what isn't in terms of appropriate in accordance with ethos. We just have to give standardisation approaches. So children are already being taught these subjects. They're being taught in their peer groups. In the absence of these, they come to their own conclusion. I think the evidence is very much there that in the absence of an appropriate sex-based education, children will come to their own conclusions through their peer groups, and that leads to scenarios which we already have in our society. An increase in terms of toxic masculinity, an absence of understanding of consent, an absence of understanding of the biological aspects of the body. All of these sort of things should be taught, and children should have access to this information. It's their right. It's a fundamental right for a child to have access to this information.
But Gary, I want to throw this out to the audience as well, because obviously we want to get them involved in this conversation too. So, you know, where do you feel on this as a parent? You know, are you happy with what Gary Gannon, the Social Democrat TD, is putting forward in this bill? We standardise it and it covers all of those areas. But Gary, just by making it mandatory, by your bill making it mandatory, does it not remove the choice then of some parents who maybe don't want that?
If this is the right of the child, it's the right for ourselves and society. If parents have that right, want to have that say as an individual, I mean, that's up to them. But where I'm coming from, a rights-based approach for the child. Mm-hmm. Children have a right to access this information. Mm-hmm. That for me is fundamentally important. I mean, I get the idea that we've been talking about this for quite some time now, and we have nothing but parents getting in touch with us, talking about their own experiences, talking about how they'd like their son or daughter to have access to appropriate information that is, as I said, compassionate, that's correct. We all have our own kind of horror experiences of how these subjects are taught in our own school.
Or not taught,
and we also know where that leads to as a society. Now, my bill, and I wish we could, but the ethos is in the Constitution. So what my bill does is standardise the teaching of relationship and sex education across schools. Now, if a school wants to, later on in the curriculum, add their own own subjects or own teaching that's in accordance with their ethos, they can do that. Additionally, I can't stop them from doing that under the current constitutional arrangement. But that's up to them. What children have a right to, and what we're going to ensure through this bill is facts-based, science-led information.
But parents also have a right to have some say over what they're learning. And I don't want to drill it back. I understand that obviously the concept was in relation to the Flourish programme, and we've mentioned that, and that's the concept.
There's other programmes too.
But there are other ones as well. But there are also, and you know, there is an issue in this country, and we were speaking about it on the programme the other day. There's an issue in this country about in many areas there's a real lack of choice in terms of what school you can send your child to. Yeah. Depending on where you're living, you don't have access to two or three or four schools maybe to choose from. So many kids go to a Catholic ethos primary school. But again, I don't want it to be about any one religion per se, or about the religious debate at all. But within that, you might have children who are Muslim children who are attending a Catholic primary school, you know, children of no religion, you know, children of a wide variety of religions, that their practice, what you're proposing to have as a mandatory science-based and health-based, but also look at issues like consent, look at issues like LGBTQI relationships, and that might completely go against the grain of many of the parents.
Yeah, and I suppose I live in a republic, and the republic that I live in would have a separation of church and state when it comes to how our children are taught. Look, if parents want to give their children a more religious-based education, that's absolutely fine. I fully respect and appreciate that. But it shouldn't happen through state-funded or state-funded schools. They can do that additionally to their own teachings. They can do that additionally, and I think that's absolutely their choice. But when it comes to how we standardise teaching in this republic, every child should have access to fact-based information. That, for me, is really important. I fully appreciate it's a person's religion, how they would wish their child to learn. But in terms of an actual republic, that's one where we separate the role of church and state. And when we teach our children, we give them facts.
But what about, again, sorry, and I don't want to harbour on about this particular impact of it too long, but I'm just, you know, you try to, when, you know, it sounds great, let's standardise it, let's have it fact-based, let's have it, you know, the approach to it as we would to science or to mathematics or to any other subject that's on the national school curriculum. But obviously, you know, different parents have different views on this and what they feel their child should be made aware of or should not be made aware of. So, you know, if your bill is enacted and if we do get this standardisation, how would you, if you had choice in this, envisage that the National Curriculum Council would approach the issue?
So there is a provision within the bill requiring the National Curriculum Council to review the curriculum every 5 years to ensure that the teaching is in keeping with how society has evolved, in keeping with how society and changes in terms of societal approaches or access to information. So every 5 years the curriculum would be reviewed, and that's catered for within the bill. In terms of how the National Curriculum Council approached this bill, they'd approach it the same way they do any other topic on the syllabus and skills. Like, they're the best people to do that. I think we have strong approaches in terms of science, maths, as you just said, the arts and their skills already. This would be the job of the National Curriculum Council. It should never be the job of a politician to determine exactly what is taught, but we should determine how or the manner in which these topics are created. And that, for me, is really important here. It's that every child in a state-funded school has a standardised approach and has access to information as a right.
Would you not have a fear, Gary, that, you know, if this comes to pass, that in the same way, for example, that you would have a lot of parents, for whatever reason, you know, as I said, outlined earlier, they don't have a choice, maybe. The national school at the bottom of the road is Catholic ethos and they have to send their child there. They opt their children out of religious education. And the child goes and sits maybe in another room or down the back of the class or whatever the case may be. That happens in primary school and it happens largely in secondary schools as well. That actually what you're going to have is cohorts, and I'm not suggesting for a minute they're going to be large ones, Gary, but cohorts of parents who will want their children opting out of this for whatever reason, because they think it's too much too soon or because they don't agree with the particular teaching or whatever it may be. And that in actual fact, you're going to have swathes of children who won't get any education in this area at all. It's about trying to do, in your opinion, the right thing and the fair and balanced way to approach it, actually you're going to be taking kids out of the loop and they'll have no sexuality or relationships education at all.
I think the situation that currently exists is ensuring that kids are taken out of the loop in terms of relationship and sex education. We have scenarios where children are being taught puberty is a gift for God. We have scenarios where every child is having to have a prayer of reflection after discussion in relation to same-sex marriage, as was in the Flourish programme. Look, the situation that exists at the moment is just not tenable. So if there are scenarios where we standardise approach, it's based on facts and parents decide that they're removing their son or daughter from the syllabus, that's we already have that situation significantly, but on the other side of the scale. We have parents already removing their sons and daughters from the programmes that are being enacted from bishops' conferences or being with regards to going to religious ethos, that's happening on a very significant scale already. And we already have a scenario where we're not receiving relationship and sex education in schools that is in any way suitable to what's needed across society. So, look, I can't imagine a scenario. And look, no, I'm sure on an individual basis there will be some people who feel that this goes too far. But I don't think it will be a huge amount. And this actually addresses a problem which exists at the moment where children are not being taught appropriate about relationships and sex education. And worse than that, they're being told that one relationship is held in higher regard than the other. And for me, that's not commensurate with the type of republic that I want, or the type of manner in which I like our children to learn.
And of course, we have Minister Simon Harris unveiling education programmes almost of this nature in third level. So I think, you know, yeah. I think there's a fairly wide acknowledgement that, you know, this issue is not being tackled, you know, certainly maybe not in the best way or in the way that it should in terms of time allocation from the young age and where we need it.
That creates another situation where only those who go to university get access to appropriate
good
relationships.
Good point, well made, Gary Gannon, I have to agree. If parents that are listening to us, sorry, firstly, this is a Social Democrat bill. Have you approached other parties?
Yes, we have.
Had discussions with them? Are you confident that you're going to have widespread support for your bill?
Confident that I have significant support for a bill. So Minister Foley said in May she would bring forward her own bill. We've sent her our bill this week and asked her would she support her. Mm-hmm. We're still waiting to hear back from her office.
Okay.
I'm sure she's busy.
Well, I mean, she's got a bit of a COVID situation happening in schools at the moment and antigen testing, so you have to give her a bit of space, I suppose.
Yeah, we have reached out across the divide now. We've talked to a couple of members of the government who are willing to support it. I suppose they're just meeting today and deciding how they approach.
Okay, and obviously if you've got an opportunity to speak to parents here now, if they like what they're hearing from you, Gary Gannon, and if they feel that this is something that they would like for their child, I presume you'd urge them to contact their own local TD?
Definitely, contact your local government TD and just tell them that we want their children to have access to, our children have a right to have access to appropriate relationship and sex information in their schools. I think that's really important.
Very good. Gary Gannon, Social Democrat TD for Dublin Central and the architect of this bill. What do you think about this? I mean, you know, Gary is proposing a science-led, a health-led and a compassion-based, he says, approach to the issue of relationships and sexual education in primary schools. He's proposing that, you know, if this bill's enacted and the National Curriculum Council put together a curriculum for it, that it's looked at every 5 years, depending on societal changes. Society's moving so fast, and we again had, you know, touched on this conversation on the programme in recent days as well, over what our children actually have access to online. You know, it's moved so fast over the last 15 to 20 years with smartphones. You know, how do you feel about this? Do you think the schools should be more up to date with sexual education? Should they be including conversations about the likes of pornography, sexual abuse, sexting? You know, people have their children need to be educated about sex at a younger age because, you know, it's out there and they're having access to it at a very young age. So should it be a mandatory approach to sex and relationships education like Gary Gannon's proposing there? Or do you think that individual schools and individual parents should have more of a say? Get in touch with the programme and let us know. 0871 880 0008. 0871 880 0008 is the WhatsApp number to get in touch with the programme. We were speaking to Gary Gannon from the Social Democrats. He's putting forward a bill. He wants to see standardisation of the sexuality and relationships education that's taught in our schools. He's saying it should be science-led, it should be fact-based. We're asking you today, what do you think? Do you think primary school education should include the likes of sexting, sexual abuse, pornography? Do you think it's not the school's job, that it's completely up to parents? Do you think that this is something that we shouldn't be discussing at such a young age in any event? We want to know what you have to say about it. Felicia is on the line now. Felicia, what's your view then of a change in the way that the issues of sexuality and relationships are being taught in our schools?
Well, the change needs to happen, and it needs to happen ASAP. I have a 10-year-old daughter who's transgender. She lives as a boy since the age of 2, and I had to personally educate her on what all the letters of LGBTQ plus means.
And your daughter is your daughter is transitioning to male, is that right?
She's transitioned to male, so I had to educate her on the whole LGBTQ. She knows all about she needs testosterone, and she knows all about the operation she needs, and she knows everything because I have been so open with her because I had no choice. I was just hit with this. I've never come across it before. So I'm learning just as much as she's learning. So I have taught her everything.
And she knows do you think then that in the case of your child, when they're in school, that there needs to be more of an understanding of people who are transgender, and that would help your child's school friends to be able to cope with the issue?
Definitely, 100%. Like, why did we put through a bill that gay people can get married, but we're not teaching our kids that a boy can be with a boy or a girl can be with a girl, and it's 100% okay, or a girl can transition into a boy or a boy can transition into a girl? They need to know and be comfortable with that, and it's the norm, because it is the norm. That's where our country is at.
There would be lots of parents that would say, though, that that should be discussions that should be had at home rather than in school.
I think it's 50-50, because they're in school more than they're at home. They're sitting in their pods with, say, 3 girls and 3 boys. One of them girls happens to be trans. The whole table needs to understand, this is normal. She's going to grow up to be a boy. I'm very vocal on this, and I think the situation where older adults that have transitioned are in were never taught anything like this in school, and so they have to put up with a lot of bullying and a lot of the principal not accepting them, or the teacher not accepting them, or the class not accepting them. I think they need education.
And has your child's school been supportive?
They're 100% supportive. She was the first girl in the school to wear a suit for her communion. Her principal is so supportive. Like, if there was a podcast or anything on about trans kids, she'd ring me and get me to listen to it. And she's 100% on board with Claire. And Claire is miles ahead of herself, as in maturity, when it comes to sex and relationship, and a boy can be with a boy, or a girl can be with a girl, or a girl might want to be with a boy 1 year and then be with a girl the next. Do you know what I mean? Because I have educated her on that, because she's going to hear the wrong information of somebody maybe older than her, and she'll get confused. So I had to jump in and teach her at a very young age about LGBTQ.
And look, I think even for my generation and younger than me, we heard a lot of stuff outside of schools or outside of our parents, and we heard it on the road, and a lot of it was misinformation. Daniel, thanks for joining us on the show. Do you think this is an issue that should be standardised across schools, or do parents have the right, or is it indeed their job?
It's parents' job to educate their children on sex education, I listened to this one here saying that she's a 10-year-old child that can't detect.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know what 10-year-old child knows what sex education is about, to be honest. And kids need to be kids for as long as possible.
I think they know an awful lot more, Daniel, than they would have done in our day. I mean, I think for sure they would have known an awful lot more. They have access to pornography in their hand. They've access to lots of sort of information on various social media sites literally in their hand, on their smartphone. So they probably know an awful lot more than many adults do.
Do not think that's worse than what it used to be? Do not think that children at 10 years of age shouldn't know?
I'm not casting judgment on it. I'm simply saying that the fact is that I think they know a lot more than many adults, including their own parents, would want to acknowledge. And so therefore, if they have access to this information, should it not be backed up by, fact-based, as Gary Gannon says, education that's coming from their primary school?
It depends on what you consider fact-based, isn't it?
Well, the fact is that some people are straight, some people are gay. The fact is that we have gay marriage. The fact is, you know, there are certain facts around the issues of sexuality and also relationships. You know, the fact is that there are many relationships that are wonderful and loving and fulfilling. The fact is that there are many relationships that are harmful and abusive, and that children should be taught to understand that, to know that, and to be able to differentiate between them.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the debate? I mean, if you can't educate your child on sexual relationships and stuff like that yourself, then why are you a parent in the first place? I'm not trying to say that kids shouldn't learn it, but it's not the state to teach it. It's not, and again, in a classroom, the classroom environment, maybe if the course has gone over with parents and there's full cooperation between parents and teachers and everybody is transparent as possible, but these things never are transparent, are they? You have people on there saying, you know, that there are infinite amounts of genders and all this sort of nonsense. That's not true. Regardless of what anybody thinks, and as compassionate as you might want to be, a child that is female and thinks it's male will not have the biological advantages a male will have, regardless of what testosterone you put in it, whatever you do. And it's the same thing. And all these drugs are experiments on children. They cannot be promoted as safe and legal, because it's not possible. I didn't know what I was doing when I was 10 years of age. And would anybody look, my child would not know what she's doing when she's 10 years of age. Children should be children. Adults should be adults.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a very individual thing, though, Daniel. That's a very individual thing. In the same way that... Sorry.
A 10-year-old should not be sexual. You do not agree.
But I mean, a 10-year-old who maybe, and I'm not transgender, I can't speak for a 10-year-old, and I suppose neither can you in that regard.
Unless you've got a DNA sample saying that this person has a genetic defect that may require some sort of genetic or hormone treatment, then you don't have a transgender child, you have a child that's confused. There is no doubt about that.
Here's the thing. I mean, I'm not an expert in the condition of transgender. And here's the point, neither are you. So neither one of us really are in a position to speak about it in that regard. I'm not talking about an individual child who is either transgender or who may be gay. We're talking about the wider issue of everything to do with sexuality and relationships, and whether that should be taught in school in a standardised way.
I don't think teachers of any primary school, any age in primary school, should be teaching pornography in school. I don't think they should be teaching children how they can touch their bodies or what they can do with their bodies. No, there's a difference between teaching them that somebody else shouldn't touch their bodies. Then, you know, if we sit down with the teacher that started the school year and we go, look, this is how we're going to teach them about child molestation or, you know, what pedophiles do.
Anything to keep them, anything that involves keeping them safe.
Yes.
And what, right. Yeah, but I mean, you know, again, there's an argument. There's an argument, Daniel, to be made that teaching them about things like gender issues and like sexuality issues will keep them mentally safe as well. Pete, what's your view on this? Do you are you of the ilk that we should keep this out of our schools, or that it should be that fact-based information across the board?
Well, I mean, the guy, I'm with it completely. And actually, anyone that is against fact-based science, I mean, it's in the title. The obviousness is in the title. Fact-based science. Why would anyone be against their children being taught the truth?
Because they may think like Daniel.
But we're not living in the Middle Ages anymore. You know, we have this situation here where once upon a time, the church came along and said, oh, we'll build all the schools in the country. And the empty-suited politicians think, oh, yeah, well, if we don't have to spend the money on it, you go right ahead. So they got the monopoly on all the schools. This was a long, long time ago. We have such a thing as a human right for state education. You don't have a state education in this country. There's no such thing because it's run by the church. So you don't have a choice. If you want to get an education, you're only very limited to certain schools that won't teach Catholicism. If you want an education for your children, you've got to send them into these schools. Well, these schools should, you know, we have a charter that was made, what, the 1920s or 22, you know, state and church separate. You know, it was based on the foundation of the American one, church and state separate. There's no such thing, because education is the foundation. The foundation of anyone's intellect.
And I don't think I don't think anyone's going to agree with you on the argument around education and what it is. I think the discussion here is about the age at which and the parental
But then the shoe can be on the other foot as well, because they're teaching them the fantasy of religion at a very, very early age. So why should... I mean, and religion, to a lot of people, I mean, not to me, and I've been on this show lots of times, most people know that I'm not religious, but I'm not anti-religious. If it's someone to get through life and get attacked, great. The religion is that. But also teaching medieval sciences to these children, and really and truly, they're lies. Everyone knows their lies, because now they have the internet, they can look up the facts.
Yeah, but here's the point. Now, I think it's more of an issue, Pete, of the age at which, you know what I mean, and to what degree do you go into facts and you know, what sort of facts need to actually be brought forward in this. Joe, are you with Gary Gannon on this? Do you think that it should be a standardised sexuality and relationship education programme across the board for all our children?
I think so. Informed kids make better decisions and make safer decisions. And of course, I'm not saying go on and say whatever. No. Depending on the age of the kids, you give the information that it's necessary as they age. Because that's the logical thing to do.
Okay. And do you trust that the National Curriculum Council and that individual schools will be able to determine that and to deliver those pieces and pockets of information that are fact-based and science-based and health-based in a way that will suit a lot of parents? Or should they have a right to say, no, actually, I don't want this. I don't want conversations around...
Yeah, but we're not talking about facts that are not substantiated by science. We are talking about factual things. We should talk to our kids about consent, about... different hetero, gay, bisexual. We should tell them about all the things, about contraception. What are the dangers of contraception? STDs, STIs, everything. You know, informed kids make better decisions. I can speak for myself. Just because I had sexual education, I was lucky that my mother talked to me about everything without being awkward or anything of the sort. And that did not make me want to go and have sex.
No, and I understand. And I understand that, and I do think, you know, a lot of the reasoned argument behind making changes like this is actually to be able to empower children and to have them get the pockets of information at a young age where it is digestible for them and informs them to maybe make better choices.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.